What?
Corporal Mills.
Hi, Corporal Mills. This is Tom Saleo. I work with the USO and run a blog called The Unknown Soldiers. How are you doing this morning?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for talking with me. It's early in the morning over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's around 8 o'clock, I think.
Oh, okay, great. Is it another hot one there? I saw it's been pretty hot over there this week.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Well, I'm talking with you from Atlanta, Georgia. It's not too bad here, and you're from Orlando yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
Great. Well, thanks a lot again for talking with me, and thanks for your service. I'm excited to be able to talk with you about your job. I was excited when the interview request came up. So if you don't mind, could I just start, just to get some basics, would you mind telling me your age and a little bit about your family? Do you have? I know your mom and dad, I guess, are in the Orlando area. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I'm 22, and my parents in Orlando, and I have a younger sister.
Great. Thank you. So let me ask you a little bit about your military career, when you joined, and why you joined. And again, thank you for doing that, and thanks for your service. But could you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I joined in January 2008. Basically, just wanted to better myself, and I always thought that the military would be the right way to serve your country. I think it was a very important thing, especially during these times, and so I made that decision out of high school.
Gotcha. You are on, this is your first deployment to Kandahar, the Kandahar area, but from what I'm seeing here, you did have some other deployments?
Yes, went on the 11th MEU in 2009.
In 2009? And whereabouts was that? Where were you deployed?
Well, it's on a naval ship, but we traveled all through the Middle Eastern waters, I guess you'd say, mostly spending time in the Gulf of Aden and conducting missions out there.
Okay, great. So if you don't mind, would you tell me a little bit about your job? It sounds pretty fascinating what you're doing as an ordnance technician, and particularly on the Harriers. Could you explain it a little bit for me, what you do on a daily basis?
Yes, I am a AVAB Harrier ordnance technician. I am a CDI Quazo, which is a collateral duty inspector and quality assurance safety observer. I basically supervise and all loading of any ordnance evolutions and maintenance evolutions for the weapon systems of the Harrier.
Wow, that's pretty amazing stuff. So what kind of training did you have to go through to get where you are today?
Well, obviously the required training, you have to go to your MOS school, and then to get qualifications, you just have to, gain experience and knowledge and have MOS credibility and prove that you're capable of handling the responsibility.
Gotcha. Sorry. So right now, obviously back home, I'm trying to follow along as best as I can with day-to-day operations, but there's, a ton of things you don't see in the news and don't hear about. But from your perspective, in Kandahar. How is the morale of you and your fellow Marines, and how are things going over there?
Morale's good. It changes a lot. I mean, I know a lot of the Marines will lose sight of what's going on, but once we get them in gear and they realize, you know, the mission, it definitely affects them and motivates them to work hard and get it done. And we don't have a problem with that. Morale's usually good out here.
And another aspect of your job that I was reading about is that you get to do a lot of training, a lot of working with other Marines, particularly in a job so that, you know, takes such a high set of skills like yours. Could you talk a little bit more about that, some of the training you get to do for other Marines?
Well, obviously the new guys coming in, we train them and, you know, to take our place one day. But as far as the ordnance community, it's a real tight-knit group, and we like to train with other, whenever we come across like another platform, another aircraft, their ordnance shop, we always, you know, get with them and train with them. Mm-hmm. But it's, like I said, it's a good job. It's a good community of, good guys.
Gotcha. Thanks. You are, how long have you been in Kandahar now?
I think 2 months.
Okay, so when are you scheduled, hopefully, to come back? Is it in about 10 months from now? Is it a year-long deployment?
I believe it's 8 months.
8 months, okay. So when you're over there, how often do you get to correspond with your family and your friends, and how will you do that? Will it be like by sat phone, or are you able to, you know, get online once in a while and go onto Facebook and things like that?
Yeah, every so often I'll get online and email family back home. That's basically the only way I communicate. I mean, I can make a phone call if I had to, but just email.
Right. What's it like being away from, you know, your family and friends? It's, you know, for somebody like me as a civilian, it's hard to imagine being that far apart. You know, how do you deal with it? And you just pretty much stay totally focused on your job and, you know, kind of deal with it that way? Or can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. I think best way is just kind of get in a routine. You know what your job is and you know what you have to do, so you kind of just focus on that, like you said. And, I mean, obviously you always think about back home, but once you get in that routine, you can kind of block that out and stay focused on what you're doing out here.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess being from Orlando, you're used to it, but how do you deal with that heat? I mean, 109, 110 degrees, that's pretty crazy. How do you cope with that?
Just drink a lot of water, I guess. I mean, I'm stationed in Yuma, Arizona, so it's not bad at all compared to what it is out there. I mean, it's pretty much the same.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's right. I had that down that you were stationed in Yuma. I should have put two and two together. The heat out there is pretty bad,
yeah,
too. So I guess kind of to close it out, it's, I don't know if there's anything else you could tell me, like a story, you know, something kind of wild that's happened while you're over there, or, you know, time you were working on kind of a frantic deadline. I'd love to hear a little bit more about kind of like what a typical day is like for you, or maybe even a more hectic day, just to give people more of an idea of what you guys go through on a daily basis.
I don't really know about a story, but I know something you could close with, that we kind of, as an ordnance man, it's a common phrase that we all use called Iogus, which means if you ain't ordinance, you ain't shit. If you want to add that in there. that's possible.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know if we can get that in there, but thank you for telling me that, though. It's a good quote. I appreciate that. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. I know you're busy. I know it's early in the morning. And on a serious note, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for all your fellow Marines are doing. And stay safe over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye. Bye.